Simple Machines. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. What is a machine? A machine is a tool that makes work easier to do. Machines save people a lot of energy and time. By using machines, people don't have to push, pull, lift, or carry objects as far or as high as they would without machines. A simple machine is a machine with no or few moving parts. Simple machines can be easy to use, but they still do a lot of work. People use simple machines every day. Simple machines with no moving parts are the inclined plane, the lever, the wedge, the screw. Simple machines with moving parts are the wheel and axle, the pulley. Chapter 2. The lever. A lever is a simple machine that can be used to lift objects that would normally be too heavy to move easily. A lever has an arm that moves about a point called a fulcrum. When effort is applied to one end of the lever, the other end goes up or down. A hammer can be used as a lever to remove a nail from a piece of wood. If a person had to move 10 bricks from one end of a garden to the other, they could try a few different ways. One way would be to try to carry 10 bricks at the one time. But one person wouldn't be able to lift them off the ground. Another way would be to carry the bricks one by one, but this would take a long time. The best way would be to use a machine with a lever to lift the bricks, and then push or pull that machine. Chapter 3. The inclined plane. A plane is a flat surface. An inclined plane is an even sloping surface that joins a lower level to a higher level. Inclined planes make moving heavy objects from a lower level to a higher level easier. A ramp is an inclined plane. People often use ramps instead of steps because it is easier to walk up a ramp. Ramps are also very useful for people in wheelchairs. Chapter 4. The wedge. A wedge is made of two inclined planes set back to back. People use the pointed edge of a wedge to split things apart. An axe head is a wedge that can be used to cut through wood. A chisel is another wedge that cuts through wood. It is usually hit carefully with a hammer to remove one small piece of wood at a time. A chisel can also be used to cut through stone. This work of art, called David, was made with a chisel by Michelangelo in Italy in the 16th century. Chapter 5. The screw. A screw is another type of inclined plane. It is an inclined plane wrapped around a cylinder. The longest edge of a right-angled triangle is an inclined plane. If you cut a piece of paper into a right-angled triangle and wrap it around a pen, you will see how the longest edge of the triangle becomes like the edge that runs around a screw. Screws are often used to hold objects in place, or to hold two objects together. Chapter 6. The wheel and axle. A wheel and axle is made up of a larger wheel or wheels attached to a smaller wheel or shaft called an axle. When either the wheel or axle is turned, the other part also turns, making work easier. The wheel and axle can be found in helicopters, Ferris wheels, and steering wheels. Chapter 7. The pulley. A pulley is like the wheel and axle, but instead of the wheel being joined to an axle, it has a rope or chain wrapped around it. At the end of the rope or chain is a hook that can be attached to a heavy object. A pulley is used to lift or lower a heavy object. As the wheel on the pulley turns, the rope or chain moves, and the heavy object is lifted or lowered. With a pulley, one person can lift an object that it would take many people to lift without a pulley. Glossary. Axle. A shaft on which one or more wheels is fixed. Fulcrum. The point on which a lever turns or is supported. Shaft. The stem of a tool.